Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You're listening to Ascent Dental Solution with a focus on knowledge, education, training, and development. I want to thank David Wolf and Mark Chipman for their production of these podcasts, which would not be possible without their expertise. I also want to give a shout out to our sponsors, Patterson Dental, Henry Schein, and Vocal Supply Company. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. We're getting close to our 200th podcast, and I appreciate the listeners tuning in. But tonight we have a guest that was recently on, and her name is Heidi Mount. If you haven't heard of her, you should have. She's got a terrific book out called Hidden Treasures, and she's been consulting with the dental community to try to improve our lives, make our businesses more successful and less stressful. Heidi, thanks so much for joining us again on this podcast. Could you give our listeners a little introduction about you and your business?
Well, I am Heidi Mount. I've been virtually coaching dentists for decades, started in 1989 as a registered dental assistant and office manager, and then worked into teaching at study clubs and speaking at dental conferences, now to running my own conferences. And yeah, just virtually coaching all over the world before the pandemic, when I already was on Zoom recording for doctors all over the world, helping them in Canada and Australia and USA and Africa, everywhere. So it's been pretty exciting.
Well, I know you have a vast amount of experience, and I know you've launched your book, Hidden Treasures. Can you give us some of the bullet points that our listeners can expect to learn from reading your book and tuning into some of your own personal podcast and your own experiences?
Certainly. The book should be very, very encouraging. I know there's a lot of dentists out there pretty frustrated. The book is about becoming the captain of your own ship. So having your true vision and goals and true north and making sure you can achieve anything you want. Also, it has ways to develop key performance indicators for all your team members. What else? We've got, you can evaluate yourself in the book. A lot of people felt like when they were listening to the audio, I was speaking directly to them, but you can read the reviews and see what other dentists are saying. I honestly wrote it expecting the entire team to read the book and come up with how to find the hidden treasures in your practice, which I give you a ton of them in the book. I know some consultants are pretty upset that I gave intellectual property in there that people should pay for to get, but ultimately I just want to make sure the most amount of people can get help with a simple book that I wrote.
Well, I don't think it's a simple book. I think it's quite educational, and I think we all have a lot to learn. Nobody knows it all. Our last podcast, you talked more or less specifically about hiring the right team members, and we went through in that podcast some of your pearls to reduce the chances of hiring the wrong people, whether that be your clinical assistants, your clinical hygienists, your administrative team, or your colleagues or associate dentists. And I found that that was very educational and very helpful. In this particular podcast, I believe that you have a number of systems. And most successful companies, although the systems might vary from individual to individual, office to office, based on a variety of different factors. What are some of the systems that you've seen in your vast experience that significantly could be improved upon, and maybe touch on some pearls that you might recommend to our listeners?
Certainly. Yeah, I mean, imagine, you know, an airline pilot, right? They're going to follow a checklist. They've done thousands of flights, but you will never see them not follow the checklist. And I think with our dental business, if we forget something, you know, that's in the system, then it ultimately lacks either, you know, causes frustration for the staff, or we can't get the claim paid, or, you know, leadership skills. There's just so much that, you know, there's kind of systems within the system. So how do I get the team to schedule to goal, right? We have to know how to develop the schedule, what the procedures go where, how to avoid open time, how to overlap patients, how to not have the doctor be in two places at once. So there's a lot of systems out there that, you know, I would recommend making sure you're doing some sort of a morning huddle. Even if you're not doing it in person, each person can review charts, which all of that's in my book too, of what to do and what to look at. But you can review charts and type it inside the appointment note. So put your brain in the appointment note, right? Anything could be in there. It could be the patient's hard to get numb, they have a accessory innervation, or they need a neck roll, or, you know, they prefer text or whatever. Lots of information can go inside a one-click button in every software where you can customize each visit and make sure we don't forget anything. We know the insurance coverage. We know, you know, what that patient values for treatment, because, you know, if you're trying to save somebody from canceling, you need to know what motivates that patient to come in. And if we don't document it, you know, it's not, we all don't know what's in everybody else's brain. So I always say, review that chart, whatever's in your brain that, you know, put it in there. You know, how do we know, you know, one way to avoid open time in the schedule is most of the time you can ask the team members to look at the schedule and go, who do you think's not going to come in? And I tell you, about 10% of the patients, we already know they're not going to come in. The whole team's saying they're not going to show up. So my question is, why are they in the schedule? Why don't we offer them a same day treatment? Things like that. So we have to train our staff on how to find the missing revenue or missed opportunities to grow that practice and, you know, serve our patients, because I believe in a win-win-win. It needs to be good for the team, good for the boss, and good for the patient. So it's really important that every decision we make is helpful for everybody. And we don't need to inconvenience our patients having them come back. You know, we don't need to say, oh, I forgot to take an x-ray, you need to come back, or, oh, your lab case isn't here, or not ready, or it's the wrong one, or whatever, and now you have to come back. You know, there's a lot of ways we give our patients a bad taste in our mouth. So I think it's important to really train your team on chart review. I feel like that's the biggest issue in a practice where you have a lot of revenue losses by not training your team a proper chart review and preparing for some sort of morning huddle or a way to communicate with each other. I know, you know, some offices have two different shifts. They're at a mall, they're open 9 to 9 or whatever. So there's lots of systems that help you communicate in a really effective, fast way.
I can tell you, I have a small consulting business, nowhere near the experience or expertise that you have. But over and over again, I'm amazed when I look at my own practices and evaluate other practices, what we call the cheat sheet. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, the doctor will walk in and check that hygiene patient and generally has no idea about what they're checking. They're just walking in unprepared. I strongly recommend you should know whether the patient is prior approved or not through a soft credit check. I strongly recommend you should know their periodontal status. I strongly recommend that you should know that the clinical treatment and treatment plan, has it been completed or has it been left for what I call supervised neglect, a watch and wait. So what you touched on was, to me, I found in my own personal business and consulting business that that's critical, being prepared. And those action steps have to be taken by your entire team, not just an individual. But many times in my own experience, the dentists themselves are unprepared. They haven't taken the time to do those cheat sheets so that they know where they're going before they get there. The next thing I wanted to talk to about, if you have the time, is there's so many software programs out there. And today it's so difficult to reach people by a telephone. Is there anything particular? Do you believe text messages, emails, voicemail? What is your recommendation overall, or do you recommend a little bit of everything?
do recommend a little bit of everything, and it depends on the practice. So I have one office right now that has every single patient is 65 and over. So they want a personal phone call. They want a letter. They want a card, right? And then other people, I have a high-tech office that is next door to Google and Facebook and LinkedIn and all that. So of course they want fast and convenience and only will do text. They will pay their bill on a text. They will do everything on a text. So we have to customize it to our patients. All needs to be available. And you have to know your patient's preferred communication. Now they may tell you email is their preferred communication, but the only time I can get the patient respond is text. So guess what I'm going to put in there? Patient, you know, responds with text, prefers email, but you know, I'm after results. So I'm going to be using the one that actually get me results unless the patient says, please don't text me. So I do recommend all of them. And especially when it comes to campaigns, when you're running a special or you're targeting a certain procedure in a certain age group, or, you know, it depends what you're selling. I recommend making sure you are using email campaigns, which a lot of doctors don't use. Even if somebody checks their emails once a month, they might see a nice header that actually, you know, is very intriguing and gets the patient to open the email. So now they're not just hearing when they're overdue. They actually have constant contact and feel like you care. You have a customized Christmas or birthday or whatever, even if it's a video chat or a video like YouTube video, the team singing happy birthday or whatever. I do believe in repurposing information. So creating something and then making sure it's on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and all over the place.
Terrific. On our last podcast, Heidi, you had mentioned something around 28% could be an average payroll for your team members. Are there any other analytical or data points, such as your hygiene team? Should that be 50% of revenue? Should it be 10% of revenue? Would you consider a healthy practice where the hygiene revenue is somewhere between 28 and 33%? And are there other data points? I know ideally you'd like to have no broken appointments, but are there some general areas that you can coach our listeners so that they can take a look at their own software and say, I'm pretty close. You know, my payroll is around 28%. My supplies are around 5%. My marketing budget's around 2 to 5%, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I think when we were talking about the 28% was when you asked me about bonuses. And I think I was saying every office is different. If your payroll is at 28%, you can't really afford much of a bonus. So I believe, I mean, we strive for more like 20 to 25% in payroll. And I think a big mistake a lot of doctors do is they look at paychecks, right? They just look at the paychecks, and your paycheck is not your entire payroll. So that worries me when you don't have proper chart of accounts in your P&L or with your accountant where they can actually explain every single bit. And what I mean by that is a payroll expense could be, you know, CPR, vaccinations, uniforms, gifts,
continuing education, insurance, 401k, safe harbor plans. And generally, my own experience, sometimes we're up to $8, $9 an hour in just benefits, which if you're not paying attention to your bottom line or have the business acumen, you're finding out that it's much more expensive than you thought. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah. So you really want it identified, just like you said, what should my hygiene team be? You know, what's the portion of the hygiene team? Is that, you know, hopefully under the 9% and administrative salaries are 8%, you know, the treatment assistants are 8% or whatever. Sometimes people are like, oh, my lab fees are only 10%. And that means I'm doing so good, blah, 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 or whatever. But it's like, well, you know, what if they're doing in-house labs versus out of labs? So there, again, it has to be customized per office. You know, office supplies should be under 2%. I'm trying to think here, you know, marketing. So for example, how much should you spend on marketing? Well, a really, really established office really doesn't need to spend a lot if everybody's referring to you, right? If you have plenty of new patients, plenty of profit, you're booked 6 months, all of that good stuff. No, you know, people banging down the door to come see you, you're practically fee for service, whatever. They may not need to spend marketing, but somebody who is a brand new startup, or you only have 600 or 800 patients, you better get your marketing budget up about 10% of collections, or 10% of what you want your goal to be in collections. So it's very important that you get your signage, you know, your brochures, your in-office plan, your whatever, all your social media, everything going, because, you know, you got to get known around town. So there is an investment if you're trying to grow your practice and get to that, you know, 1200 patient mark. If you're a brand new startup and you have four or five ops or whatever, you're trying to get to 1200 as fast as you can.
Well, Heidi, once again, you've helped me with my podcast. You've helped me with my personal business, and you've also helped our listeners. Is there a way that you can let our listeners know, if they want to touch base with you, how they would do it, and maybe some of the ways, perhaps through your website, that they could book a virtual consultation, and some of the pearls that you have that can maybe introduce our listeners to you so that they can reach out and get your expertise and experience?
Absolutely. You can see my information on coachheidimount.com. That's the main website. There is a button. You can book a complimentary consultation. You can book a practice analysis, and I'll help you know where you stand with your practice if you're confused about numbers and stuff. If you want to grab tips that I send out every couple of weeks, it's coachingdentist.com. The first thing you'll get is 10 secrets to increasing tomorrow's revenue. And you are welcome to unsubscribe or whatever. I'm not going to be offended. I've got a private free coaching group for dentists only, and you would have to search for it on Facebook. So you would search Coaching with Heidi Mount. I'm on Instagram, and it's called at Heidi Mount Dental Coach is the handle for that. And you can also email me at Heidi, H-E-I-D-I, at coachingdentist.com. And you can just email me and I'll respond whenever I can.
Heidi, I want to thank you for helping me, and I want to thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to help our listeners. It's people like you that make our profession better and our lives better, and your expertise, knowledge, and enthusiasm certainly shows in this podcast. My name has been Dr. Kevin Coughlin. I'm the owner of Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. I want to thank our sponsors, Patterson Dental, Henry Schein, and Vocal Supply Company. Without their support and expertise, these podcasts would be very difficult. I really appreciate the listeners tuning in, and I want to again thank Heidi Mount. Please reach out, consider her book, Hidden Treasures, and consider going to her website and checking out her complimentary virtual assistance. Get to know her and let her help you, and I think you'll be helping our profession. Heidi, thank you so much for your time and expertise. I really appreciate it, and thank you again to the listeners. I look forward to our next podcast. Thanks again. Everybody have a safe and great holiday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.